402 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Rob Wong. And this is Sportsnet Today, the final hour of this 4.5 hour Sportsnet Today, put together by Elena Pagliarello and technical director Brian Calhoun, who is also one of the co-hosts of God Game. And he will join us momentarily as we are now joined in studio by one of the co-hosts of God Game, Momen Qureshi.
What's up, Rob? How are you?
You sound a little out of breath, Momen.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, here's the story. So around 1:30 this afternoon, your producer, Elena Pagliarello, calls me up and says, do you want to come on with Rob around 4 o'clock to talk video games? And I said, sure, I'd love to. I'm editing the evening show on 680 News today.
Right.
So I said, you know, I'll be in anyway. I'll come in a little early, chit-chat with Rob. Fine. So I say, okay, if I need to be in by 4, I live in Markham. If I leave my house at 3, plenty of time to get in. No problem. So I come out on the driveway. First problem. My dad's car, my uncle's car on the driveway, mine's in the garage. So I have to get two pairs of keys to move those cars so I can get out.
Right.
Do that. Get in my car, turn the key, car doesn't start. The battery's dead. Like, okay, the clock's ticking. So like, okay, the battery's dead. So I put my dad's car in the garage next to mine, get out the cables. So I have to do all this by myself. So I pop both hoods, get the cables out. As I'm running around to do this, hanging nail rips the jeans I'm wearing.
Oh, no.
So there's like a rip in the side of my jeans. So that's problem number 3 already. So I get the cables out, jumpstart the cars, let my car run for a bit. Now it's like 3:15. I'm like, okay, I'm seriously up against the clock right now because it takes from Markham about 30 minutes, but you never know with traffic or whatever. So I get in my car, gas completely gone. Like the needle is in the orange beyond the E. I'm like, there is no way I'm making it to work. Maybe not even to a gas station. So like everything was up against me to make it in here. And our listeners don't know, but I walked in at like 4 o'clock exactly.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Well,
there you go.
Hell or high water. Nothing can stop Momen Qureshi. He is the Terminator, apparently.
I was not on this week's Got Game because I had to pick up my parents from the airport on Friday, which is when we tape. And I was like, I am going to talk video games this week on the radio, whether I can. Like, nothing's going to stop me.
And here you go. Here's your time. And Brian joins us now as well. And guys, let's get right into this since we only got about 15 minutes or so, just a little under that. But 2012, the video game season is never ending. It's 24/7, 365. But as far as the most anticipated video games that we are looking towards this season, I guess we'll start with you, Brian. What are you most excited about this year?
Probably right now, Mass Effect is going to be having the third game coming out March. That's a little bit off in the distance, but I've really been invested in that series. It's sort of a science fiction role-playing game. If you're really into deep science fiction stories, that's pretty cool. Right now, during this week, though, I've actually been getting a little bit into Blitz. NFL
nice.
Blitz came out Wednesday, actually, for both the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox.
Are you enjoying our cover winner?
Yes, actually. We had a huge discussion about whether or not a digital cover, because there's no actual box for this, would be pointless. And I see the guy's face. That's fine. I've already bought the game, though, so who am I showing that off to?
Oh, the NFL Blitz, definitely one of the most classic sports video games of all time. Spent a lot of quarters playing NFL Blitz. From what I've read, though, there's not as many after-the-whistle tackles and hits you can throw on guys. Is there a reason as to why
there
it's like that?
There are none, and that's because, as far as I understand the story, the NFL actually stepped in and said, no, there are going to be no after-whistle hits. In fact, from what I understand, leading up into the development of the game, there were the hits in there, and then the NFL stepped in afterwards and said, now that this doesn't really mash with our image, we don't really want these hits in there. We think we'll give people a wrong idea about football. You guys take them out. So now that is completely out of the game.
Well, that's disappointing.
What's the point? Like, what's the point? If I'm going to play just a regular football game, I'm going to play bad.
Exactly.
If you play Blitz because it's over the top and crazy and out of control, and you can do all the after whistle stuff and the DDT tackles and stuff like that, and that's why you play Blitz, because you want the arcadey form of football.
That was the best part about Blitz. The fact that I could, you know, get Deion Sanders to give Troy Aikman a freaking DDT in the middle of the 50-yard line, like after the whistle. It's awesome. But as far as, you know, what games you're looking towards, Momen, what jumps to the top of your mind?
For me, most anticipated this year kind of doesn't fall into the actual game realm. I think it's with Nintendo's Wii U coming out this year, which is the successor to their incredibly successful Wii console, which for a while there was totally kicking the butt of the PS3 and the Xbox 360 in terms of sales. And so this is Nintendo's follow-up. And myself and Calhoun and Zach and Christine, who are the other two co-hosts on our show, we were all at E3 last year in Los Angeles. And we were there for the unveiling and the announcement. We got to try it out. And I think we were all, we weren't for or against it. We were kind of all just puzzled, I think, by it more than anything.
It was, I think Zach said it was kind of like a meh when we talked about it on the show.
And
a lot of confusion about what it's supposed to be. Nintendo really hasn't gone into detail about whether or not this is going to be a new handheld system, whether or not it's going to be sort of be an add-on to current hardware.
It's interesting because this is their follow-up to the Wii, and their Wii was hugely successful. So we're going to see what happens. And especially for Nintendo, they've had a rough 12 months. They've had a really bad kind of year since the huge success of the Wii, starting with the 3DS last year, which kind of, I think it's safe to say, it was a bit of a failure.
Yeah.
It wasn't as successful as they wanted. And then their stock dropped, and there was rumors of their president leaving and stepping down. And so they've had kind of a rocky year. So I think it's definitely a big year for them. And the other thing leading into that is, there's a lot of rumors and speculation right now that at the E3 coming up this year in June, that both Sony and Microsoft are going to unveil new consoles. And so that's something that we want to see, because right now the PlayStation and the Xbox, the PS3 and Xbox 360 are sort of at the end of their five-year cycle. And in video game circles, it's sort of thought of that's the lifespan of a console. And then after that, you kind of bring out new ones. But with the advent of the Kinect on the Xbox and the Move on the PS3, it's kind of given them a bit more life. So we'll see whether a new console comes out and what it will be, because I imagine it'd be something pretty crazy. So we'll see what comes out.
Now, as far as handheld devices, we've talked about the 3DS and maybe something else that Nintendo's is thinking about. PlayStation's got the Vita, the PS mm-hmm. Vita that's coming out. What can you tell us about that, guys?
Actually, interesting thing you were talking about before we went to break. You were talking about,
Ninja Gaiden?
Ninja Gaiden, yeah. I got a press release last week that they're going to have a a PS Vita version of that called Sigma Plus, I believe, or Sigma Vita, something. I forget exactly what the name is, but there will be a Ninja Gaiden on launch for the PSP. Other than that, all the major first-party titles, your Uncharted, mm-hmm. your Killzones.
Little Big Planet's
the one I couldn't think of. Yeah. You know, those are all going to have
There's actually
there.
One really cool one called Sound Shapes, which is made by a couple of guys here in Toronto. And it's a really cool game that involves sort of side-scrolling platforming, but with music, and you can make music and save it and stuff. The Vita is an interesting thing because we've all tried it out more than a few times, 3, 4, 5 times. It's an awesome system, looks great, lots of power. But the question that really surrounds handhelds now is, you got an iPhone, Rob, I got one, Brian's got one. And that's where the majority of people now are doing their handheld gaming, because it's all in one. You got your phone, you got your music, you got your gaming, everything. So the question is, has the time for a dedicated handheld gaming system passed? Are people going to drop the $300 that's needed plus all the games and carry it around? Because it's not small either. It's It's pretty big.
Pretty big for a handheld.
Yeah, and do you want to carry that as well as your phone, as well as all your stuff that you got with you? I don't know.
And sales figures really aren't supporting the idea of having dedicated handhelds. We talked about the 3DS.
Yep.
In previous years, Nintendo's handhelds have sold, 11 million sales. They recently put out their figures for 3DS sales over 2011, and they only sold 4.5 million 3DSs in the last year since it came out, not a total year, but from March. So the sales for dedicated handhelds aren't as great as they used to be, and there's a reason for that. Everyone has their smartphones now.
Right.
You got your Android phones, you got your iPhones, you can easily carry, I carry 10 games on my iPhone at any time, and all I have to do is carry my iPhone around with me. I have my 3DS in my bag. I got to carry my 3DS plus, 3 games. It all comes in a huge pouch now because I have to, all that stuff is physical media. So there is an idea that just having smartphones where you're dedicated on-the-go gaming is a smart idea.
Well, back in the day, when you had Game Boys and things like that, they were marketed at kids, and same mm-hmm. with the 3DS. If you have a PS Vita and these things are priced at $300 plus, who are they marketing them at? If you're an adult, you have the iPhone or you have a BlackBerry Android phone, all your games are on there. Where's the market for this?
In my opinion, they're definitely going after the quote-unquote hardcore gamer, the person who likes to fire up their PS3 or their Xbox 360 and wants that level of gaming to carry around with them. And we've tried out a few of the games. I tried out one level of Uncharted Golden Abyss, and I'm a huge Uncharted fan. 1, 2, and 3, I played them all, love them all. And it's more of, if you like the adventures of Nathan Drake, then it's definitely worth, I can't say it's worth getting yet because I haven't played that much, but it looks like it's more of the same. We played a little bit of Little Big Planet, a little bit of Sound Shapes, so it's definitely got the power that a PS3, or not exactly what a PS3 has, but it's definitely got that kind of oomph behind it. So they're definitely going after the person who plays that type of system. But again, it comes down to, are you willing to carry it around, spend that kind of money on it, carry all the games with it? Because not only is mobile gaming where people go these days, but mobile games are getting better and better by the day. There are some of the ones that come out. Some of them are obviously very cutesy. Some of them are tower defense games or puzzle games or whatever. But some of them are getting really good, and the level of them is improving, especially now with a phone like the iPhone 4S, which has a lot of power behind it. it's a question of whether you want to spend that money and carry it around or not.
Yeah, and another way to look at exactly who they are marketing this to is just look at how the games are being rated. Most of these games, Uncharted, Killzone, there are definitely going to be M-rated games. They will have a few E-rated games. Little Big Planet obviously will be an E-rated title, but it just looks like another great example. We were talking about Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden is not exactly a child's game. That's something you definitely get for a mature adult. So if you look at the games they are lining up for this, definitely you're going to be looking at, you know, a mature audience.
I just got about 5 minutes left here, guys, so I want to get to a couple of things. Moma Qureshi, Brian Calhoun, 50% of God Game joining us in studio here on SportsNet today.
Yeah, eat that other 50%
SportsNet 590 The Fan.
I think Moma would agree, the better 50%. I'm just tossing it out there.
I'm willing to say
that. Yeah, if you guys want to say that's cool. I'm not going to take a side on either one. Well, considering I used to be a fill-in co-host.
You were, yeah.
On God Game. This is really a God Game overload. I'm Rob Wong, by the way, and last year, I guess it's last year because it was 2011. It was the year of Battlefield and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That was what's battling out. As far as the first-person shooters go this year, obviously Halo 4 is the big thing. You talked about Mass Effect 3 as well and Bioshock Infinite. Out of those three games, which one are you guys most excited for? You already mentioned Mass Effect, but I know you're a big Halo fan as well, Brian.
But actually, believe it or not, Bioshock Infinite, the next Bioshock game, which will be made by the people who made the original Bioshock, not the people who actually made the second Bioshock. There was a different studio for that. They are coming back to make their franchise, and that looks really good. The voice acting, the characters, just the gameplay, the world that they're creating this whole floating sky city, which just looks insane. And it's all done sort of a 1930s sort of motif, if you will. You know, that looks to be a really interesting game.
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite, strangely enough, was one of the ones that really stood out and stole the show at E3 because I don't think people really knew it was coming. It kind of just blindsided us a bit, and it really kind of, they were bringing in people in certain amount of groups to come in and see the trailer and experience it, and there was huge lineups for it. People really wanted to see it. So that's definitely the most intriguing, I would say, of the three. Mass Effect has a massive following, just huge, and I know Calhoun loved number two. There's an infamous story behind that when he reviewed it.
Let's not get into that.
But I won't get into it, but basically he loved it. Gave a very, very high score. And he wasn't alone. Everybody seemed to love that game. And so this game was the most anticipated game of 2011, actually, at the Video Game Awards. And it is again this year because it got pushed back a bit. And so it's coming out this year. So there's definitely a huge following. And Halo is, I mean, you can't argue against the success of that franchise. I think they have six games. They have books. They have animated movies. So it's the success of the Halo franchise. You can't touch it. It's incredible.
Those wondering about the Call of Duty franchise, you know, it's gone to a point where there's another Call of Duty every year. You know, that's not going to stop. They've already said that there's going to be another Call of Duty. We look like we're going to get details at next year's E3 in June. Other than that, all we know right now is that they're working on it.
The interesting thing, too, is that one of the games that everybody's kind of waiting for, but we don't know when it's going to come out, is GTA 5. We got a trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5. I think it was late November, early December of last year. And we saw a trailer. It was only about a minute and a half, but it had people really kind of freaking out. Twitter, Facebook, all that. People were going crazy. And so we don't know when it's coming out. There is a chance it could come out by the end of this year because Rockstar, who makes that game, and they make Red Dead Redemption and LA Noire, haven't said when it's coming out. They don't have anything on the docket for this year that's that big. So if that comes out this year and they slap a release date on it for 2012, I think that gets jumped up to number one on the list.
Now, as far as sports games go, I mean, every year it's always the same stuff, you know, that's coming out. NHL, FIFA, Madden. We got UFC Undisputed 3, which comes out next month.
Exactly.
Are any of these sports franchises expected to, you know, take it to the next level? Madden, NFL,
it's
NHL,
interesting
anything?
With sports games because we've talked with the people from EA a lot about Madden and NHL, and they openly admit that everything is sort of on a 3-year cycle with them, where they'll come up with a fresh new tech angle for it, and then the next 2 years will kind of work off that, and then they'll reset. And so NHL has been going really strong the last few years. Rob, I know you're a huge fan of that franchise, massive fan. So they've been doing really well. They put out a great game every year. Madden kind of took a bit of a step back last year. Still a good game, not as good as previous years. So we'll see where they go with that. So I'm looking for Madden to maybe take a step forward this year and kind of, you know, improve on what they did last year. NBA-wise, 2K has been incredible the last 2 years. So I can't imagine that they're going to tinker with it too much, maybe just try to add a few more legends in like they did this year. And the one I think we're trying to wait to see is Undisputed 2012 UFC comes out next month. And considering the popularity of that, I know they've put out a couple of good games, but we'll see what this is.
Brian, just about 10 seconds left here. You get the final word.
MLB 2K12 is actually the sports game I'm looking forward to the most, or at least to see what they're going to do, because that's a franchise that when you put up against Sony's MLB The Show, it's hard to compete. But I've always enjoyed the 2K version just because it's sort of been the layman's baseball game. I'm not Mike Wilner. I really can't get into baseball that much. I just don't have the background. So you pick up MLB 2K whatever, and I can get into that game. That game, technically not speaking, the greatest game, but I'll be interested to see what they're going to have going on this year.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm a big MLB The Show fan, so I can't turn my back on them. Be terrible.
Well, it's a fantastic game. I mean, who could blame you?
It's fantastic. Like you said, Moma Qureshi, Brian Calhoun, 50% of Got Game, joining us in studio here on Sportsnet today. I'm a former Got Game alumni, so it's like good old times in this studio here.